garage. Well, that sounds like a good antenna. Yeah, that's really what I wanted this antenna for, this diamond for 20 and 40, since I could only get on 10 and 15 meters. So I got on yesterday. I talked to somebody in Minnesota, even though conditions were terrible, and I think I got somebody in Tennessee. So it's working pretty good. It's not too bad. I'm just going to experiment with it for now. Quite expensive antenna. I paid about $700 for it. And I bought some brand new RG213. I tried this other coax I had, and it wouldn't tune up on the 7300. So I bought some brand new RG213, and it seems to be working a lot better. But yeah, they're making some nice antennas now that are kind of portable. You can do a photo with them, and if you have a small backyard or you have a homeowners association, then you can still get on the air, which is good.
Yeah, that thing he's got, you can do like an upright Z or a kind of a sloper, or you can do a dipole, and we run it on a couple different bands, but I wanted to try it on 40, and it does. It works really good, but you can run it as a vertical as well, but they sell like a separate thing with a bunch of counterpoise. So you can run it as a vertical. So you can go, you can easily do 6 meters, but you can go right on down to 40 meters. And with a vertical, you do a little bit more DX action on 40 than you do with an NVIS. But the NVIS will get a little bit of both, but there's a lot of separation. So if you want to do guys and girls local, get something horizontal for 40 meters, and you'll really enjoy it.